tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Three. Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome back to the original Season 3, Episode 2, You Hung the Moon. I'm your host, Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer alongside the incredible Donald Romain.
Hi, I'm Donald Romain. You can find me on Twitter at Tigris Hobbs.
Katie Campbell.
Hello. You can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell.
And our chat mistress, even though she doesn't have her computer in front of her, Tiana Hobson.
Hi, guys. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson, and I do have my computer in front of me. It's just not connecting to the internet right now.
Sorry, it doesn't have it open.
I can't get on, but I'm going to be trying to get on there to talk with you guys.
In all fairness, we're going to have the chat on the screen above, so you'll be able to chat Mistress from there. I know how much you like the audience, the fans, better than you
really
like us.
I was really sad because I was like, oh my gosh, I actually have to pay attention to you guys. I don't have like a distraction for this episode.
Well, okay. Now we get your opinion and we love it.
Are you trying to make an enemy with everybody in the room?
No,
what, in class?
It's okay. It's okay. I would love to talk class. About this episode because I got a lot of my Jaylee moments tonight, so I'm very excited about that.
You definitely did.
We'll get to your ship. We okay. will get to your ship. But you guys know you can find us everywhere on iTunes, on SoundCloud, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, AfterBuzzTV.com, wherever you are. Give us that 5 stars, that thumbs up, and leave a comment because we read everything you guys have to say, and we love hearing all of your theories and the things you love the most about this show. And I have to say that I thought tonight's episode was really, really good. It had me saying, what? Like 15 times. I loved it. How'd you guys feel?
I thought it was a great episode. I liked it a lot better than actually the season opener because things actually happened. Stories are starting to develop. And I started to actually root for some characters that I've never rooted for before. So I thought it was
like
good.
Like who?
This guy named Jackson I actually really enjoyed. Although, I kind of want to see Haley with somebody else after something happened tonight, but we're going to get into
with
that.
With who?
I don't know. How did you feel,
He's
Katie?
He's obviously talking about Elijah, Katie.
No, no, not Elijah! No, Elijah's wrong. I'm talking about Klaus.
He's talking about Klaus.
Oh, my God.
I'm
sorry.
We've got all the ships represented at the table.
And I'm breaking Cammy off and sending her with somebody else, so.
Okay, all right. I can't wait to hear. Katie, how'd you feel?
Okay, I liked the episode. I'm really into this whole witch war. I want to see more of that. I feel like we're not getting enough of it yet, but I think that Davina is gonna, Marcel said it tonight, you know, don't do what Klaus does. We learn, you know, we'll talk about this later, but she's gonna, I think, create her enemies of her own, even with her friends that we saw before. I think she's gonna stand alone for a while.
Oh yeah, I do too.
Can you guys just please, Tiana's face staring at
hey,
the chat.
Hey, Sheena, 1, 2, 3.
Oh my gosh, no, you guys aren't allowed to look up there. It's my thing. It's my conversation.
Yeah, no, I get it. Katie, you mentioned the witches though, and I want to just start with talking about them because this is a whole new Davina that we're seeing right now. She's kind of putting on an act or putting a face on in front of Marcel, but behind closed doors, she's crying. She doesn't know what to do with herself. She is still so young. She has so much on her plate, and she's figuring out what kind of leader she's going to be. Did anything surprise you guys in particular with her tonight, or did you feel like this was all very typical Davina?
I was surprised that she went through with sending Haley out with a hit, basically. She put a hit out on another witch.
Oh, yeah, she
which,
did.
I mean, I know that that Davina has had her issues with the witches in the past and the way that they've treated her, but for her to actually put a hit out on one of them kind of surprised me with Davina's character.
But if she didn't do it, she might have gotten hurt because this Carl lady was... That was only
yeah,
the
she
beginning.
Did come after her.
There's a way that you don't have to kill a person to intimidate. We've all seen enough mob movies to know that you can go in and intimidate someone without actually killing them and then, by extension, getting 10 other witches killed.
Well, that's what's interesting, though, because she was so against Klaus, you know, and his ways of doing things, and now she is doing it in that kind of a sense, in the Klaus sense. Although, she didn't actually kill them, did she?
No, she didn't kill them, but she did hire... I don't... Okay, well... they were collateral damage, just like she said. Only the one witch was supposed to die. But maybe this kind of lends us to not give Klaus a break, but when you have that many people under your guidance and you're responsible for that many people and you are living in the boundaries of New Orleans where everyone's fighting, you know, maybe it comes to a place where you believe collateral damage is like something that's common, and Davina's fallen into that now, so she's no better than Klaus. She's no better than any Marcel or Elijah or any of them that have killed for their people.
I completely agree, Donald, and here's the thing. People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. We've always got Haley who's talking about what a bad person Klaus is, but we watched Haley murder 11 people tonight. Davina talking about what a bad person Klaus is, but she's the one who put a hit out on Kara. So, you know, I think that they all have their flaws, and yes, Klaus is a lot of the times our big bad, but I don't know how much worse he is than these other characters. I really don't. He's had more years of it, but we've even seen Elijah do a million really bad things too.
No, I absolutely agree. I think that Klaus is that people aren't better than he is. They kill in order to save their people and to preserve themselves, and everyone's just looking out for themselves. So Klaus is just the big bad wolf because he's just like Cammy said, which I thought it was interesting that that Cammy actually said it to Klaus when she said, "You're stronger, you're smart, you're the smartest, you're the strongest." Like, she was complimenting him, but she meant it and she was genuine. And I do think that's why he gets the short end of the stick, because he is the strongest, because he is the smartest.
See, so you think she was complimenting him and she meant it?
I did.
I feel like she kind of meant it, but she also was using... She knows if you play on his ego, then maybe he'll do what she wants him to do.
And maybe
she wants
I'm a sucker.
She needs to... You know, but she needs to check this whole thing out. Like, you need to get this Lucien, this killer, whatever it is, off of the map. So she's using Klaus to do that.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, well, she's gotta use him to do that. She's gotta use something. All these people, like, it's not even that I blame them for what they're doing, because it's survival, it's fight or flight.
Well, I mean, and it's also, we talked about this a little bit on Vampire Diaries tonight, everyone is, when it's convenient for them to do something wrong, it's justified. But when it's Klaus or someone like that doing something wrong, everyone wants to hate him. Mm-hmm. And yes, there are things that happened, and the course of Haley's actions, like how she got to being in the position of Davina being able to leverage her daughter and being free of the curse to go and kill the one witch, which turned into 10 more, is all linked back to Klaus. But it's like, no one wants to go down the line of what links back Klaus to doing his bad things. They're just like, no, he's a bad person. It's like, but Klaus at one point wasn't this bad person. Mm-hmm. He made the wrong choice one time, and then each time after that, he progressively got worse, and it starts with one thing, and then it grows and grows. So Haley starting at one thing, I'm not saying it could grow. Davina the same way. It could grow into becoming like Klaus. Klaus just has many more years of experience.
Oh, I think they're already well on their way.
Yeah.
You're right.
What was a really interesting point also, other than the years, is the fact of how these people are raised. Haley tonight says, my parents left, your parents were horrible, that's why we're like this. So you look at the young minds who are trying to be molded and shaped right now. We have Davina. Davina, who without family looks up to who? She's got Marcel. And the other person she has is Yusuf's character, Vincent.
Vincent.
I still want to call him, you know, he's been to many characters, but he he was very absent in tonight's episode, and I felt that absence. I felt like we needed him to come in and help out, because Davina isn't listening to Marcel anymore. She's
lying to him.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Oh, flat out lying. But also, she no longer has anybody that she trusts on, or that she leans on, or that she confides in. So who does she have to lean on? Nobody.
I feel like she wanted to lean on the witches, and you know that's the reason she said to Haley why she didn't come after and help her, is because she couldn't go along and stand up with the Michelsons because the witches would be mad at her. But at the same time, the witches don't even seem to be taking her seriously. We see Kara, but how many others wanted to probably stand up against her?
Yeah. Well,
and her son already said, like, I'm going to expose you and then I'm going to erase you.
Mm-hmm.
So, that
what?
Oh, yeah. I just think that Davina, I don't know.
Why'd you look at me like that?
No, I thought you said, mm-hmm.
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 Yeah.
No. Well, I just think that
I'm going to erase you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I just think that Davina's isolating herself right now. She's only causing herself a problem, but I think you're right, and I think it's sad, because I think initially she wanted to side with the witches and she wanted their support, but she's just not really getting it.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, it all comes back to just this. Don't piss off an angry mama bear, because you never know what could happen, because those witches were all kind of putting spells, or, you know, chanting towards Haley when she was attacking them, and she fought through that and still came out on top. So maybe
she ripped their heads off.
Yeah, like she ripped off arms, heads.
Well, she's like hybridish. She's hybrid.
Yeah, but she also had 11 people chanting at her and like wasn't seeing clear, but she's just like, I'm getting back to my child, so nothing's gonna stop me right now. And I think that Davina underestimated Haley's strength.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Going in there.
Speaking of that moment, too, in the chat right now, Kyle Kent said, did Katie cry during the episode? LOL. And it wasn't Katie. It was Tiana.
It was Tiana.
As Haley finds her child, Hope, and the walking, and Tiana with the waterworks.
Guys, it was such a sweet moment. Haley being reunited with her daughter, her and Klaus in this heated argument. And she's like, hit me back. And he's not doing anything. And then you see baby Hope there. It's just the whole family. It was so much. And Jackson's there. And
Jackson's there. Well, Freya was there.
I know. I said the whole family. And then I was like, you know, Jackson's down there too. So
it's really sad, though, that she's so sad about missing the first steps of her daughter.
It's very sad, but she's the one who was fighting for the daughter to have parents, and I guess she looks at Jackson as the father, but how is she going to say that I've missed everything, it's so sad, and then take that from Klaus? You know, I'm not Team Klaus, and I'm not Team Haley. I try to look at this to play devil's advocate, but I feel bad for Klaus in this situation. I really do. I feel like his hands were tied. He did what he did. He didn't kill Haley, though, and she tried to take his freaking kid.
What's interesting is I don't think he really necessarily wants her gone. He just is so threatened by her taking their child, so he has to have her out of the picture until she can get a handle on that. And she did. She just took her away again.
If he wanted her gone, she'd be gone.
Well, I agree, basically. But I think that, actually, I think Klaus really cares about Haley still, and I really don't want to be on this ship, but... But early on, Freya said, like, you know, you're afraid that she's truly gone. And when he responded, he, like, opened his mouth and then kind of couldn't say anything and then looked over to the right and kind of, like, there was, like, kind of, like, a silent gulp before he gave his answer. And that is just a flat-out sign of, yes, that's true.
It was a huge, huge Clayley moment. And the closest thing next to hate really is love. And Katie, what's up?
I just think another moment is, it's insane with the Klaus and Haley stuff, is that Davina, when she was asking for the ancestors' help, she was saying, Haley, we can use her against Klaus because she's the only one that he's actually afraid of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And why is he afraid of her? Because he really cares about her? Or because she can take away his daughter?
Oh, I don't know now.
Katie, why do you think that it's insane with this stuff? Insane as in it's clear that they're meant to be? Insane as in what's insane?
That he's actually scared of somebody.
Oh. Okay.
It's true.
I think it's insane, but I do think it could either be love or it could be because she can take away from him. But I also think it's because she can take away the idea of the happiness of a family that he kind of secretly does want, because he was peering into watching Jackson and the happiness. You can kind of tell he was jealous. And the part where Tiana cried, which was great, it was very touching to me, and it kind of really was striking. But, like, you could see, and I thought, congratulations to Klaus for being such a fantastic actor in this moment, because you could see it in his eyes that Hope was on the other side of her before they even showed Hope. Mm-hmm. But I thought for a moment that he kind of had a realization of, you're right, like, you did just want better.
You mean when he wouldn't punch back?
Yes, when he wouldn't punch back. Like, I thought for a moment, and I don't think that they've shown anything to maybe say that he hasn't, but I think maybe he could have had a moment there.
I think it did start off as a moment of him being like, wow, you're hitting on some strings, and then it was about Hope.
Yes.
But I think first came the moment of realization.
Yes, I agree with you.
We could have been a family.
Yeah.
I've ruined some things. I've done the wrong thing here. And I don't take away that Klaus might have something for Haley. I don't think the feeling's mutual at all.
Oh, you don't think Haley has anything for Klaus?
I don't think Haley has any love for Klaus right now.
I don't think so either. I think Klaus loves her.
Here's what I think is so fascinating about the three of you guys right now. We've got a diehard Jaylee, a Halijah, and a Clayley all sitting in the same room.
We all walk into a bar.
Yeah. Well, hey, she's got too many relationships if she's got all these possibilities. all these guys shouldn't be going after her. But also, I really love Elijah, and I do think that it was nice that he gave the rings back, and that was a good sign.
As opposed to keeping them?
Well, no, but creepy. As opposed to the fact that he walked out the door and basically said, I loved you the whole time you were gone, and gave that her the rings at the same time. Like, it was a strange moment.
Strange moment when he delivered the monologue to the door.
No, because he was reflecting back on it, and he was also a little remorseful of the fact that he actually didn't get her back, or he couldn't do it, but he wanted her to know he tried and he loves her. And I think it was just
why couldn't he look her in the eye then?
Because he was crying.
Yeah.
Because he felt too much emotion, inappropriate emotion that he shouldn't be feeling for her.
I need to put the chat. Hold on. I need to go to the chat and put this conversation on pause, because what's going on with in the chat with the Henrik?
I was going to wait for a time to say this. Like, we're going to get to Henrik. Everyone thinks that Henrik is the thing that's coming, that's the beast that's going to destroy them. Like, the whole.
Right.
Like, that is him, because we haven't met Henrik yet. Every other sibling has come back somehow, you know, who we thought was gone. So why not Henrik? So I see the chat going crazy about that. I was just kind of waiting because we were talking about something else.
Yeah, but why is that relevant? Why they just want us to talk about Henrik?
Yes.
Oh, it didn't have to do with that.
It didn't have to do with this specific conversation.
It's been going on for a while.
Right, I just thought they were trying to say Henrik and Haley, and I was going to say, I can't.
I can't.
Somebody up there said that they think I'm the big bad.
I did see that.
Katie, the bigger the hair, the bigger the bad. So.
That's true. That's why when we call her a wolf every week, she makes us smile, because she's really a triple hybrid wolf witch vampy.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, me too. She's got it going on, girl.
And since we're taking a short little break, I just want to say that one of the reasons we're able to bring our shows to you guys every week is because we have awesome sponsors. And this week, DraftKings. I don't know if you guys have ever played fantasy football, but
I play. Of course. I'm a huge fan.
Obsessed.
I played for the first time last season. One of the most difficult things for me was remembering to set a lineup every single week.
It's tough.
And pick players and stuff. So what's great about DraftKings is that every week is a fresh start. You can play 1 week, you can play many weeks. It doesn't matter. So if you're into it 1 week, set your lineups, do your thing. If you're not into it, don't do it. But either way, you should do it, and you could win $1 million every week. And it's so exciting and so much fun, and you should definitely sign up for DraftKings. It's a life-changing payday, and you can use our special code word buzz if you go sign up now for a little something extra. So make sure you go do that.
I think that Haley and Jackson should get DraftKings so they can remodel their new apartment.
Well, they don't need so to. They just ask Elijah and he just gets whatever they want. Here's keys to a brand new apartment.
I think they could use $1 million. They need to interior decorate that place. The bottles,
they have a lot of wood,
know?
Which isn't good to have around. Like,
wood means fire in the city.
I mean, her crib was made of wood, and it looked like, you know, maybe we could upgrade a little bit.
Well, that's the crib that he made for her.
I know. I know, but maybe it's
let's judge the furniture.
I'm just saying that the furniture could. We still don't know what Hope is going to turn out being. So it could turn out
be the big bad.
Yeah, she could be the big bad too. Wood just isn't good to have around supernatural beings.
I can appreciate that. I just don't see any bad coming from Hope. I really like Hope.
She looked so freaking adorable tonight.
So cute.
Walking.
She's going to be something big, though. She's a little bit of everything.
But she is growing slower than I thought she would.
Oh, you thought it was going to be the fast?
Yeah, I kind of thought that at this point she'd be 20.
Oh, I thought she was growing faster. Because, like, when she walked, I was with Haley. I was like, I missed it when she'd start walking.
Yeah, that's true. You wanted to be the parent in that moment?
I did. I felt like I had missed it. I missed those moments. Maybe that's what they were trying to do.
I was like, no one told me she was walking.
Exactly. I was just as offended as she was.
We kind of had that very powerful moment at the end too, as Haley is with Jackson and she says, we're happy for now, but Davina's not going to let us forget that she's while we're here. What do you guys think that means? What could Davina keep having them do?
Yeah, I was confused by that. I thought it was a one-off, but it's apparently not.
Mm-hmm. We've seen people use their one-offs over and over again, you know.
Davina is just like Klaus. Now she's willed them in, like, now these are my chess pieces.
Well, I think that the curse is not completely gone. Freya said it to Jackson. Yeah. It's not fully gone. It's still in the blood. You can turn it any second. So I think the ancestors only gave a little bit of magic or whatever, so now Davina would have to keep asking for that, so she's going to want favors.
Oh, Katie, yeah, she's got to use it. That makes sense.
That's a really good point, and one of the things that I like to do here at AfterBuzz is try to clarify parts of episodes that are confusing because there is so much information on the show. And I know the four of us, as this was happening on the panel, as we were watching the show, were a little confused on what actually Davina was doing. So she cloaked Haley so that magic couldn't find her, so that she could not, she wouldn't have to turn back and nobody would be able to locate her. But I was a little confused on how then Jackson didn't have to turn, because I thought it was just on Haley.
Part of the deal was, though, that they Davina would break the curse.
Right. So. But now the witches are all going to know that Davina did that. Because...
Are they?
Well,
it seems like Jackson and Haley are the only ones left, right?
Well, Jackson told the rest of the guys, like, to... He sent word out to them. Yeah. Like, they're all human now, too. But I think that it didn't necessarily have to come from the Michelsons that Davina helped them.
Mm.
It could have been, you know, the wolves haven't really done anything recently to witches, per se.
Freya's super powerful, and she's a great witch. Yep. So... Huh?
I'm sorry, keep going.
No, I was saying, so maybe Freya helped them. Maybe they found a way, you know? It doesn't have to directly lead back to Davina. Go ahead.
I think it would, though, and I don't think she thought that far ahead.
I do think that there are traces of magic and that it can probably go back to her.
Yeah.
In the long run. Because if it's connected to ancestors and it's all the same, I think it can go back to her in the long run. I think for now, she's in the clear, but not for long. Not for more than a couple episodes. And Speaking of Freya, a lot of people in the chat room are saying Freya is evil, and I just don't believe that. I really like Freya. I don't think she has an alcohol problem. I've
she's
always been
rat.
Team Freya.
Freya is a club rat.
Just because she wants to go get her dance on.
No, wait. But last week, this is all the same. Like, we picked up from the same night because the wolves were turning.
Oh, yeah.
She was babysitting Hope last time we saw her. She then gave Freya... Oh, sorry. I was trying to get the chat roll on my phone, and now it's talking.
Why do you have the chat roll on your phone when you have it right here?
I can't look at you guys and look at that. True, it's kind of hard.
No, do you want to know why it actually is? It's because Tiana types and talks to them.
I do.
She does.
I can't say anything back
to them. They can hear you. You can talk to them.
I know, but I want to talk about this right now. So Freya, at some point, gave Hope back to Elijah and was like, here, you go look for the bodies of Haley and Jackson and all the rest of the crew while I go back to the club and drink and party?
Because she's not immortal, though. She's not like them. She can't go trampsing through the
woods.
She's
a witch. She could do a locator spell, like, before being asked to do it. Like, what's up, Freya?
All right.
She doesn't know what's going on. You know, she's a free spirit.
Nope. In the chat,
live
a little
life,
bit
Freya.
Above, Dead Something said that Freya, why hasn't Freya brought back the older brother? And then other people are saying that Freya's too drunk to bring back the big brother.
she was drunk.
And
that's true.
Here's the thing. She's obviously in a lot of pain right now. She's going out. She's drinking all of the time. Her brothers are fighting. She's trying to... What's going on?
That one. Freya's wanted a family from so long, she just wants to fit in from
Cold
Savage.
Yeah, from Cold Savage. It's interesting.
Oh, and welcome Tiana Hobson to the chat room.
Tiana, did you not think we would notice?
It's right there. It's right there.
I actually forgot that you guys were
here. We can watch you see it.
Oh, my God.
That's the greatest thing that happened.
Tiana just hopped herself into the chat, so you guys can officially, if you're iTunes listeners, you can just officially, she'll be checked out for the rest of the episode. Might as well go over to YouTube. I think that Freya, something's gonna happen that's not so great. She's bringing home a lot of random guys. She's out drinking all the time. She's trying to fix all these problems.
When was the last time you didn't know someone who brought home a random guy? When they were single and having fun?
Listen, no judgment. I've been single for a long time, and I go out drinking quite frequently. So,
I mean...
No judgment.
Oh, that's Tiana!
You guys, I think that she's been trying to repair this family for so long, and it's not happening, so she's just going to live her life.
Exactly, I agree.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yo, Tam in the chat, Freya is working with Lucien. What? Mind blown.
I don't think so.
Oh my
Wait,
gosh.
You think so?
Oh my gosh, Mike Bernarducci posted a photo last week, or somebody posted it to him and saw this deleted scene picture thing. I'll find it on my Twitter and tweet it out again, but he said, oh, good eye. It was a scene that was cut, but she was in the background with Lucien at the art gallery with Klaus's art gallery. Oh. So now, you know what Freya said, you all are going to fall one by friend, one by foe, one by family, because she's the family.
You think she's the family?
She's definitely the family.
No, but I think it's Jackson.
No,
Jackson could be considered family.
No, let's talk
about this. Exactly, he's not family. Get out of here, Jackson.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this prophecy right here, right now.
Yes.
One by friend, one by foe, one by family. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Oh my God, this is like, we're going to choose friend, foe, family.
Yeah, I think that the family has got to be Freya, because how is it going to be Rebecca, Klaus, or Elijah when, what?
Unless it's Henrique.
It could be Henrique.
I think Henrique is gone, man. Stop trying to make fetch a thing. It's not happening. It could be Cole, though. Cole.
I'm going to pick Davina as friend.
Cole could come back after Davina gets him finally, and Cole could be pissed.
I'm going to pick, do you think Elijah, one of them's going to die. One of the originals is going to die by the end of the season. It's just going to have to happen.
This is what I was asking you guys when we were watching. How could all vampires possibly know who their original bloodline is? They don't know. So it's like, it'd be so crazy.
I feel like it's easier to trace than like our ancestry at this point.
I think so. I think it would be ridiculously difficult because they've turned so many people. It would be hard to walk around town thinking like, I don't even know which one of these bloodlines
I'm... That's why I think that there is such a problem with the sire lines and why there is actually a battle, because if you know your sire line, then you're pretty powerful, you're pretty old, and you're pretty high up there. You know what I mean?
Nicholas Kelly says, friend equals Marcel, Cammy, family. Marcel and Cammy, family is Henrique, and foe is Tristan.
Tristan's good.
I think that it would be making sense if it was Cammy.
Really? Maybe. Oh, Cammy? I can see it being Cammy.
Well, my question is, Freya says the prophecy will be the end to all of them. If they're done, then that means vampires are out
altogether
if it's the end to all of them, right?
Klaus will not die because the people on the Vampire Diaries can't die.
Right. Well, I just don't think this prophecy is going to come true because I think we wouldn't have a show. The only original we could get rid of, unfortunately, is Rebecca, because low-key she's kind of gone.
No, we already got rid of her once.
And if that happens, then something would have happened to... I just can't see them killing off Rebecca and Aurora right now, because Aurora is a big deal in this world. There's some crushes on her left and right.
Maybe by the end of the season.
Maybe.
Well, Lucien's going to die by the end of the season.
You think so?
Yeah, and I just don't understand why we've gone so long through this podcast and we haven't even talked about Detective Hot.
Well, before we get to him, though, since we're talking about Lucien, I just want to know, because... he gets bit by Jackson tonight, and...
Yo, what was the deal with that
serum? Oh, what was the serum? There we go. Yeah,
the
that
serum,
was it.
Okay?
That was
so
it.
That was what?
He had...
Oh, no. That's not what I wanted to talk about.
I'm just thinking, he had the serum the whole time, sitting there, but he still chose to invite Elijah in. What is his angle here?
Because he wants to come off as helpless a little bit. You gotta keep your enemies closer.
Yeah, but he could have also been like, screw you, Elijah, I can call Klaus myself and ask him for some...
I don't get what
you're... Since when do they say screw me and not play the long game?
Hold on, I don't get what you're saying right now. Why would him having the serum not have him invite Elijah in?
Because
having the serum would make him invite Elijah in, because he knows he can't get hurt.
No, he didn't want... He said you can come in... because he was thinking Elijah is like, oh, well, I have your answer to that, and it's Klaus, so you better let me in.
You better let me in was Elijah's kind of game plan.
Like, you're
going to
get Klaus, you're going to go do me.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to stand here and not let you out to go get Klaus unless you invite me in right now. But now...
Well, he wasn't going to show him that he had the serum.
Yeah, but now one of his... If Lucien's whole thing is, like, my enemies are your line. So, like, ideally, Elijah being gone would be... Now your enemy has... access to your home,
right?
And can come and go as he pleases now.
Here's the
instead
other
of
thing.
Being like, you can't get in right now because there's a sire line war happening right now, and I don't want you in my space.
It's a war tactic.
Yeah, and it's got to be true that he's out to get Elijah, because right now we're made to believe that he's in love with Aurora, and if that's the truth, then he definitely wants Tristan gone. If he wants Tristan gone, then he wants Elijah gone.
Well, but like, the fact of the matter is that we know Lucien's not good, because he went to Klaus and was like, what's going on with you? You were like this big bad wolf guy. Why aren't you this evil man, the guy that I respected, the guy that I know? And then he goes to Elijah and says, oh, I see you've given up on your path to make Klaus good. and to make him human and to make him... It's like, you're playing the game. You're pitting them against each other.
If him and Freya are together, is there an actual beast, or are they just kind of
pretending? Are you saying because she could have, like, made it up? I refuse to believe that Freya is working with
Vincent. I'm going to say this. I like her. I'm the number one hater of Freya. But I don't think that she's in on Lucien's plans.
Thank you so much. I respect that because I don't trust her.
And I still don't know if I like her, but I don't think she's involved in this.
I completely agree with what you just said. I agree. I don't know if I trust her. I think it's an interesting character to have on, but I don't know if I like her. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that she's gone that dark, or at least not yet. The weirder thing that's going on with Lucien, though, doesn't have to do with the bite, doesn't even have to do with the serum. Has to do with whatever the frick he's doing, making all these jokers around town.
I'll tell you, somebody brought it up in the comments on YouTube, and
I just know so much. I know, I love it.
You see the binder.
I love it. Go ahead.
And the symbol that's making with the face is known for, it's also a serial killer, Black Dahlia.
Yeah.
This, you know how they used to do that as
I've
well?
I've heard that comment too, yes.
Yeah, and Black Dahlia, that was also on American Horror Story Season 1. I don't know if you guys saw that. They, you know, shined light on that whole situation, but the Dahlia is Aunt Dahlia, so I feel like does it have something to do with kind of throwing the originals off somehow?
Well, also I wrote it down. It said facial mutilization and then demonization of something, and then there was a long list. I wish we could have paused it, but remember when Klaus said to Lucien, like, are you exercising your demons? Like, is it a way that he's exercising her power from the dead or something like that? I don't know. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I just kind of meant, like, everybody doesn't know what this is, but I think he's just playing a game and throwing Dahlia and that big whole scenario last season in Klaus's face and everybody's face.
But what was that picture that Cammy showed Klaus?
That Cammy showed Klaus when?
Remember when
Not the painting from last week?
No, remember when Cammy went over to confront Klaus and say, like, I think this is Lucien? And then didn't they flash a picture on the screen of that, or was she showing him a picture of one of the deaths? Because he said, like, it looked familiar to him.
It was one of the deaths that had just happened, because it's probably happened before in different towns. I don't think this is the first time. We know.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a question in anybody's mind that Lucien's the one doing this?
No.
After last week when we see him with the razor blade. So we know he's doing it. He's probably done it before. Klaus, I think he's certain of that.
But maybe to be safe for his own sake, maybe he's compelled someone else to go do it. And he's not actually the one doing the crimes, but he's still behind it.
Well, I think he probably gets a joy out of doing it, which is why he does it. Did you say, or is it Davina?
No, I was serious when I said it too, though. I'm serious, because, like, Davina's not below making somebody else look bad to make her look better. She doesn't like Lucien being
Davina,
in town.
Brutally murdering people in the quarter.
Honestly, I used to believe in Davina, and now I don't, so I don't know.
The predictions tonight are getting crazier and crazier. T, what is going on in the chat? Who are you loving?
Well, I just saw people are going back and forth about Freya and Jackson a little bit right now.
What about Freya and Jackson?
Are they shipping Freya and Jackson?
No,
like just who they trust more, who they like more, and they're giving Freya thumbs ups and Jackson thumbs down, and I'm
thank you, chat room, so much. I got to get to know you guys a little bit better, but I trust you guys. You guys
agree with that.
You guys seem like you guys are a sound mind.
All right. Well, speaking of people that I'm not sure about, thumbs up or thumbs down, Detective Kinney, who, yes, I absolutely think that he's Detective Hottie, as you called him, but
I want to call him
I think
Nicholas Kelly, just said Detective Will and Cammy equals whammy.
But can we consider, Nicholas, can we consider Kamini? Will, you know,
that's
Kamini?
A little harder to say.
Is it, or is it fancy?
Whammy is
because it's
just
worth it.
Whammy is just so much better.
I wasn't going to say that, Roxy, but
I think you're off your game now.
Fine!
with the Davina comment, fine, and then whammy. Right. Okay, so I think that Detective Kinney's actually on our side. I would really, really like to see him be Team Cammy and be Team Us. Yeah, but I don't know. What are you guys thinking about him?
I knew he knew more than he was leading on at first. I don't think he knows the full extent, but I like somebody digging around in the past because he's looking back on her family, and I loved that about her, getting to know her character and her family more and how involved they actually were in the supernatural world, the O'Connell family. And we saw part of that last season. We saw that layer, and I want more of that.
I agree with you. Well, I like the fact that we get people that aren't supernatural, mm-hmm. and it's always nice to have a human element. Just like, I haven't seen Vampire Diaries in a while, but like, just like when Matt was the human element, it was so nice. So I really like there being
still there.
God, I like Matt, but I like the fact that, you know, it's not Cammy anymore. Like, we've got Detective Will Kinney. I really do like him. I think that, you know, I think he's out with a good motive, and although he's a little aggressive, and no, I don't think he's a stalker of the chat room. I really like him, and I like his presence in the story, and I do think there's a spark there. So I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm for Cammy and Detective Will Kinney.
Just call it Whammy.
I'm for Whammy. I'm gonna say, as usual, Tiana doesn't trust the new person.
Mm-hmm. As usual,
because I don't know enough about him, and he's coming in, and he is kind of being a little stalkerish.
And he stole the
stalkerish computer. Or a good detective?
Is she a suspect right now?
Not anymore.
Why is he like hounding her though? Like, she was brought in based off of one of his friends.
I really think.
And then why is he digging into her family?
Countless deaths.
Yes.
He did not know about that until he started digging into her family.
No, because she said, you're part of the PD, the police department. I'm sure you're well informed about who my family is.
Because she was referencing her brother. She made a specific reference to her brother.
Okay, simmer down, folks, because I can't hear you guys when you do that.
Okay, so you can know about her brother, but I'm saying, he's like, oh, so I know about your brother, but I'm going to dig into your entire family and go back to files from years ago. That's a little much. That's coming in hot for me, personally.
I like it.
You can't get to know me first and see what kind of person I am. Like, just the way he's doing stuff, I'm not sure if he is trustworthy. But then I can also see him being sort of like the Matt element of the show, which is, you know, the superhuman who's like, dumb to it all for the longest time, and then becomes privy to it and is like, oh no, and then he's gonna die.
Katie, but what do you got?
He's just been doing his research. I think that he's, I don't really think he's playing by the rules as a necessarily a good detective, but I don't think he's being stalker. I think he's really trying to protect his town, and he's got a lot of research on her family, and maybe his ways aren't the best, but he's just gonna find it out however he wants to.
You guys would be cool with a detective meeting you once after someone recommended you to come in on a case that you didn't want to be involved in. You said, I'm not even qualified for this.
Give me the time and place.
You'd be cool for the detective, like, digging into your family's history and past and not think, like, what did I do to trigger you to want to dig into that?
Here's the thing. When we're juxtaposing this guy, Detective Kinney, with frickin' Tristan and Aurora, who are murdering people and with monks and stabbing each other kind of incestual, maybe. I don't even... What?
Incestual? Did you get that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What? Whoa! Excuse me. I did not get the incest, but I did get a difference of good and evil between Tristan and Aurora, and I really think that I like Tristan, and here's why. And here is why.
Because Davina killed these people.
Because Tristan told those monks, increase her dosage because she could be harmful to people and herself. And because he was concerned that, you know, she didn't have to kill that guy that gave him the no. He had hoped that she would handle it differently because he wants her to calm down. No, I don't know who just said it, but I just read it
that she is the most powerful vamp, and if she gets to New Orleans, she's going to, like, wreak the havoc. And I think that's what he's afraid of her. That's probably why he's putting her a dosage on her. He's afraid of her and what she might do. Maybe she's crazy.
It's Cold Savage.
Cold Savage, thank you. Oh. Maybe he's crazy. She's crazy and has some kind of a temper, and he's calming her down because he doesn't know what she's going to do, and there's the, you know, the war between all the sire lines. He's at threat right there.
Maybe he's like Elijah and she's like Klaus.
What on earth is he possibly sedating her from? Why is she like that? Maybe what he's doing is making her like that. I did not get the good versus evil vibe from Tristan Aurora.
You got the sexy vibe.
No, I didn't get the sexy vibe.
I thought they were going to make out.
Yeah.
Since when?
When he's like, my dear, sweet.
And she was
Aurora.
Like, you're leaving me, brother.
Yeah.
And like, they were all up in each other's faces. I don't act that way with my brothers. Like,
I don't either, but I guess I didn't see it.
Tam says Tristan is bisexual. What, do we think that Tristan, Aurora, and Lucien maybe had a thing?
I could see that.
I mean,
well, I guess that leads us into predictions.
I liked Danielle's comment. They are the Cersei and Jaime Lannister of the originals.
Oh, kind of. Yeah. Let's not push anybody out a window because of it, though.
I appreciate that reference.
Thank you so much.
I really liked it.
Thank you. Okay, so for predictions. Wow. Starting with you, Tiana. Any cool predictions?
Ooh, we got like sexy music.
It sounds like Mariah's playing also.
Someone's setting the mood back there.
Oh, that was amazing. You spotted something that none of us spotted.
I can't believe you guys didn't see him.
Okay, so Josh.
There we go.
The chat roll just started talking about Josh, and I'm the only one who saw Josh in the previews for next week's episode, and I got so excited because I know last week I was like, where the heck is Josh at? So I'm really excited for Josh to be back, and
I want Aiden back.
I want Aiden back.
You looked at me like he was an evil demon, but yeah, I'm excited for Josh.
And I don't really,
maybe he can help Davina. She needs it.
Davina needs a friend, but her best friend can't be a vampire.
She's more than a friend. She's a miracle.
So I think that's just going to be more drama for her there.
Honestly, once Josh finds out that Davina's killing all of these people in the quarter, I don't know if he's going to be her friend anymore.
This is also true. I don't have any other predictions.
That was a shot at you.
No, he's going to... Do you know what he's going to... I didn't get the shot.
Damn it. Because it was about Davina killing the people in the corner. What are you...
Oh, it was. No, I really think that Josh will be like, you know, Davina, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah, if he finds that out for sure.
Oh, and you have the Kara's son who's... looking to out Davina.
I think because of that, especially, and all of the other reasons that she's going through a lot of stuff right now, she's going to be more of a dark character. I think we're going to see more of that and her go on her own and start doing crazy things and have more collateral damage. And I also think that Aurora, I'm with Cool Savage. I'm with you.
Cold Savage.
I'm with you with the fact that I think Aurora might be one of the scariest. We're not going to see her for a while because they're just trying to keep her by herself, but I think she's going to be crazy. And also, I want to know why Vincent brought Cammy to the detective.
Yeah, what does he know?
He's working with the detective somehow.
Yeah, because he disappeared now. He's not really working with them anymore.
Something's going on there.
Bex G in the chat thinks that Jackson's going to die. Tiana, you know, hold the tears for the finale, maybe.
It's not happening.
Donald, what are you thinking prediction-wise?
You know what? I'm thinking that Davina is going to go off the deep end and Josh is going to come back. I think we're going to see a crying scene where Davina is going to be like, I didn't want it this way. I never wanted it. And then, you know, she's going to give it up to maybe Vincent, who will finally step up for his people, maybe.
Good chops you showed there.
And then what?
Good chops. Thank you so much. Acting chops.
That was really good. So, and then also, I want to say Lucin's going to die.
Mm.
And those are my predictions for now. Also, you know, maybe Jackson will die. We can have a celebration. Or who knows?
Okay. I'm about to leap across this table right now.
All right, so now that it is officially the next day, we're midnight Pacific time, we're going to close out our show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week and for tuning in every single week. If you don't know why Tiana is so excited, it's because she's the chat mistress, and she talks to you guys live 11 p.m. Pacific on Thursdays. Tiana, if they want to keep talking to you through the week, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter.
How and where?
Twitter, at the Tiana Hobson. So easy.
That is really easy. You go, girl. And you got to keep talking to her because, you know, that's the only way she smiles. She doesn't like us. We text her nothing.
When I listen to you, Donald predicts things like Jackson dies.
She likes you guys better. Katie, where can the people find you and watch you? Because I know you do some cool stuff.
Oh, thanks. You can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I do some cool stuff.
Well, she has a vlog.
I have a vlog.
I love the way you say the word vlog. Oh, I was setting it up to hear it.
I was trying to change it up. But I
have luck. I get it. And if you want to hear more crazy Donald predictions, which some of them end up coming true, so I got to give you credit there.
Some of them don't. Some of them do. You can find me at Tigris Hobbs on Twitter. I do respond, so go ahead and shoot me what you think. And I did read that article. It was interesting.
Great. And you guys can find me at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzzTV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud. I can see you doing this with your head in the camera, Donald.
I just like to have fun when you're talking.
Until next week. See you then, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.